Let me remind you again, during this year, 2014, I'm focusing on our church and commitment. I'm focusing on individual commitment. Folks, you cannot have a unified commitment if there is no individual commitment. Same way within a family. The family, if it is not unified, and if each individual is not committed to the unification of that family, then that family is not going certainly be able to represent God. 2014 and commitment. Once again, I remind you, and I'll do this every Sunday throughout this year. I, as an individual, have been created by God for His purpose. Now, I, as an individual, can do nothing on my own. Here, Holy Spirit is looking at me. I say yes to Jesus, therefore, Christ lives in me, in this physical being. But I am a spirit. You and I are a spirit with a body. We're not a body with a spirit. Therefore, we call it born again, born from above, whatever you want to call it, born anew. But the focus is on who Christ is. Who is Jesus in me? Now, I become then because the Master has saturated me with His Spirit, I become a master link, an individual master link. And as an individual master link, I can do very little on my own. But when each of us as individual Christians, master links for Christ, hooked together for Christ, we then represent the body of Christ. I by myself represent only a Christian. United together, we represent as the body of Christ, Christ Himself. Christ is represented through the collectiveness of the church. The spirits that have united together, each individual human example, uniting together. And the world looks at us, and then the world turns and looks at itself, and the world says, I'm not doing anything any different than they are. I don't know how to take a stand any more than they do. I was asked a question this past week in focusing on my preaching and the messages. Because I do say we as a church need to do what God has called us to do. So I got in a good discussion about what do you want us to do? I haven't the slightest idea. It's not up to me. You see, as I just shared with you, you're an individual link. Therefore, because of your individuality, God will speak to you about your path in life. When God tells you to stand up, stand up. When God tells you to shut up, shut up. But you, as an individual, have a relationship with Jesus Christ. How can I, as a pastor, say you need to do this and you need to do that? What do I ask? Who can help in these different areas? Help us. This is the body of Christ. When you have an area within your life that you know is breaking or is broken or you think that it is, Christians, listen. We need a resurrection several times a day. I'm born again. God called me to preach. Therefore, every day of my life is a battle. And that battle goes on with me. See, my worst enemy is not anyone out there whether they're overseas or wherever they are, that's not my enemy. My enemy is this human nature that surrounds me. That's my enemy. Therefore, the battle that I have within my life is a battle that I must see fought by the power of Christ. Have you been able to change the way you think? Or has God blessed you and allowed you, the more you read His Word, the more you hear His Word, the more that you will think on His Word than think on your thoughts? Now, I'll tell you this right now. You cannot keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. That means the thoughts that will come within your mind, Satan is going to throw at you. But you do not have to catch them and make certain that they've got a good nest right here in your brain. God says to us, I want you, as an individual, folks, listen, please. Christianity is the end of witnessed by the individual love of God to the individual. I love you, Larry. I'm going to call you to do this. I'm going to give you the ability to do that and the other. Therefore, this is the most important. I'm going to call you to preach. Declare, thus saith the Lord, not thus saith Larry Vance. They're not going to do you any good. But you and I get caught up in the trap of life so often. We think that in order for us to represent God, we have to do that by the power of Christ, but we do it the way somebody else is doing it. You can't. You're not somebody else. God called you to be who you are. Therefore, He's blessed you about who you are. And our prayer needs to be, Lord, here am I, send me. God, what can I do? The answer to that is you can do nothing outside of Him. The only thing that's ever going to last that comes from your life on planet Earth is love. The only thing from earth that I can take with me is another soul. Everything else is left. But God says, I have a job for you to do. And the main ministry God has given you and me is that we stand out as godly individuals doing God's business. And we have to look at our life. Do I stand out for God? When somebody is looking to someone for someone to talk to about Christ and about hope, am I going to hide behind the nearest tree? Am I going to say, oh no, I can't do that? That's for somebody else to do. Do we continually make the excuses of, Lord, I would do this if I had the ability to do it? Do you know anyone called by God for any service, whatever it is, has God's ability? You're looking on your own power. We will not function very well on our own power. We will sputter. We will choke. And we will fall. But when you and I, as individual Christians, realize that we are doing business with God, and there's not any more important business in life to do than His, the proof is what I just said. The only thing on earth that I can take with me to heaven is you and others. How many times do we battle within our heart and we feel broken about a loved one hurt by what the world is saying about our Lord, please do not think that that's anything new about what the world is saying about our Lord. They're making the same statement they did at the cross, the same statement during the trials. They will take a lie and attempt to sell that lie to the old me. You and I will spend a lifetime battling the old you, the old me. Well, does it ever end? If it did, would you call on the Lord to help you? How soon would you forget about God in our life if everything was just going so smooth? Would we not become so self-centered that it would only be about who I am? Wouldn't it come to a point that we no longer stand out as somebody different in a community? We blend right in. Within our generation, we have watched the church, God's church, be so blended in to society that society sees no difference. No difference walking behind those doors or through those doors than what's out here. So why go? Let me get you to thinking about this. When we look at those serving the Lord, those who profess to be Christians, do you see them more out in public or do you see them more in church? When you do meet them, do they make a difference in your day, in your life? Do you see a smile? Do you get a hug? Do you hear the word? Do you hear it from yourself when you're talking to someone? God says, you're doing my business. And my business is the most important business that will ever be given to you to do. The honor of Christians, that God will even take time to touch our life and give us the opportunity to do business with Him. What a blessing. Do we stand out doing His business? Or do we stand out meddling in everybody else's? Listen to Matthew 5, verse 15 and 16. Don't hide your light under a basket. Instead, put it on a stand and let it shine for all to see. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. The whole focus of your life and my life is to live a life where someone sees enough difference in us from the world that they will ask us about why we have the joy in our heart. I mean, we sang joy, joy, joy. We sang this little light of mine. We focus on the words. Do we focus on the spirit of those words? Do you and I understand the lessons from the Word of God that we need to be paying attention to? When a country is collapsing, basically because of immorality, not caring, when a nation is collapsing from within, the only remedy for that nation is the only spirit that can go within. And that's the Spirit of God. You and I are commanded by God as Christians that we present His truth to those who are looking for truth. Do we tell the world the truth? Or do we hide it under a basket? Our kids, when they're singing, it said, hide it under a basket. No. Children know it. Do adults? Do we really see the truth of the light of Christ that is within us? God did not give us the light of His only begotten Son, for you and I to hide him and then us to promote self. God says, I've called you for a mission. Each individual are called by God for a purpose. And God says, my purpose I will reveal to you. The preacher can't tell you your purpose. Only God can. You are an individual. You're different from any other human being that has ever existed. And nobody like you. And God made you that way. But he created us for a purpose. The full meaning of that purpose is in one word, love. I've got to love enough to love my enemy. I have to love enough to care about someone besides myself. I have to love God's kind of love, his way. So as I love, the world will see that love. Even though they take advantage of you, you realize something. You gave it to them in love. How they use it or abuse it, it's not our responsibility. You give it with the right heart. But as Christianity gotten to the point to where there's so little feeling within our heart of the power of the love of Christ that we're afraid to share it with somebody else, we're afraid we'll run out. Or, you know, I can't get involved with your life. Really? Do you realize that there's someone that God will send in your presence that needs help from someone who's gone through exactly what they've gone through? Do you think that the stuff that goes on in our life as individuals is by accident? I mean, when we go off a whoring into the world ourselves, we do it. It's not an accident. We just take off and do our thing, and then we come back. Do you realize that there's people out there in that world that wanted the word, and yet we were so tied up into our own human desires that we didn't think about the word? One of these days, as we step foot into heaven, as we see our God, remember something. Any failure in our life, he did not give to us. We chose. So often we will choose to fail. Why? Because I don't want his light to shine. Because if his light shines through what I said to them, they'll be watching me to see if I can do this Christian thing right. I got news for you. Only Jesus got it right. Quit presenting ourselves and present Christ. He's the one and the only one that can help them or you. But don't you dare think that as a Christian, you or I have a right to sit back and say nothing. He said, I'm giving you the light. The brightest light that's beyond imagination I'm placing in you. I mean, that light is so bright. Do you ever try to look at the sun? Magnify that times infinity? I mean, think of this. Can you stare upon it? And yet, the light of Christ is much brighter. Well, if it's that bright, then there is no human element, human thing that is going to be able to block the rays of Christ except for one thing, the human body, the human existence. That's how powerful this human body truly is. Is there proof of that? Sure. Absolutely. You know people who profess to be a Christian and yet you've never seen the light of Christ shine from them? Sure, there's proof. Haven't you noticed in our own actions so many times we want to hide that we are Christian? And we are able to because the world sees no light in us and sees no difference. God says, if you're going to stand for me, stand out. And stand out with the brightest light. Don't worry, Larry. I'll give you the light. I am the light. I am the hope. I am the resurrection. I am all that you will ever need or the world will ever need. I am your God. Allow my son's love to shine. Wonder how many Christians' homes will not even allow the love of Christ to shine behind those doors. Will God then trust us as a body to take the most important message that's ever been in existence to those who haven't heard it? It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. The cure for cancer? Sure, I know the cure for cancer. I die. Woo! Yeah, that's a total cure. Every time, you know, they cut a little part of you out here and, they, you know, they're doing all of this snip, nip, and tuck stuff. Do you notice also they don't make the scars very pretty anymore when they do? They stick a staple in you and go on. But think of this. The beauty of the Christian knowing there's a light shining in me, and the one shining that light in me is looking at me. Cancer won't kill me. I may have it when I die, but cancer won't kill me because I can't die. This body's going to decay. What do I care whether it's cancer or whatever it is? I know good and well I'm only given a short period of time to be in it. But you and I need to understand something. That's the beginning, folks. This is pre-life. It's the post-life I'm looking at. Meaning that I have an opportunity on planet Earth to do business with my Creator. And that business isn't dependent upon me passing a test, but upon me allowing His light to shine from me through love. For it will be that light I will see. It will be the faces of those who recognize that light that I'm going to see. That's the cure for all hell itself. It's the light of Almighty God. His name is Jesus. And he came for you and for me. And when he left, a part of him stayed with us. His spirit. You know why? Jesus told us why. He said, you've seen all of these things that I have done. Everybody shaking their head. You know, raising people from the dead is a pretty big deal. That was bigger than turning the water into wine. Although some of them didn't think so. Think of it. Jesus, looking at his disciples and saying, you've seen all of these things? Yes, Lord. I guarantee you they could remember them. And he said this to them. I'm going to my Father. And when I go to my Father, I'll be at his right side. But I will not leave you comfortless, for I will send my Spirit, and he will reveal to you all things. All things. Did I know everything when that? No. But I will know all the things that God has called me to do. And then he says to him, all those things you guys were talking about that I've done, because of what I've just told you. Not only can you do those things, but even more, because I am with the Father. Folks, I cannot give a message from God to look and say, woe is us because we're going to die. Get it straight. You're not ever going to die. God did not create the human race to ever die. Therefore, because of His love, He has promised us that eternal life. And God has never broken a promise. God has kept every promise He's ever made. And every prayer His Son prayed to Him, God answered. And Jesus prayed for me and you. Therefore, I know that prayer was answered. So can I stand out? Can I truly stand out for God? For what I say that I am. The time is coming. You and I have seen it. Life is passing on. Many living would never believe it. The life that God says I give to you is a life that God says I'll make true. It's the voice from heaven that touches your life, your heart, your whole meaning. In this body there'll always be strife. But you and I have been given such a gift. There's a light inside of you. World doesn't understand. There's a glow inside of you that's different from any other man. For within who you are that God looks so plain is the love in the name of His Son. And only He will you find such power, because Satan will attack you every hour. Think of the love, God said, that I'm giving, the forgiveness, the truth, the hug while you're living. Do I carry the word that God has given me? Am I ready and willing to deliver it free? Free from the oppression of the world or the desires of the heart. For without the truth, there'll be no start. Every day I wake is a glory day in God. Every step I take, every word I speak is a word that cannot take back. It is a truth that can't be beat. Listen, God speaks to us in many different ways. But one thing He's never done is speak to us from His grave. For He rose and conquered death and fear. You and I are of all people so mightily blessed. Our generation, the church generation, we see the hope. We're not looking for the hope to come. We know the hope's coming back. That hope, who Christ is within us. And you know what He says? Stand out. But Lord, I'll be different. Stand out. The Hebrew nation committed a great sin in their actions toward God the Father. You and I, even from the human standpoint, can understand this. God the Father gave life to this world. God the Father looked at His Son so proud of the peace. Because instead of war, he was offering love. But those who thought they owned the land, each prophet that was sent, they beat. They turned away with their hand. And God says, no, I love too much. So he sent his son to give us that touch. And God looks now and he says, where's the light I placed in you for the day of fight? Do you and I run for fear of what? I am a Christian. There's a light in me. Oh, I battle every second like anybody else. But folks, God is going to release his light. Once again, the world will see the power of God. And all the world will bow a knee. And heaven on earth, no matter where they are, the world then will see the scar. For you and I, it's a beauty mark. For God, it's the mark of his greatest love story. And he gave it to us. If we have a cure for cancer, would we not be calling everyone? Hey, I know the cure. You and I have the cure for lostness, for hurt, for pain. Have you noticed that every day we have to deal with agony in our heart? Something's breaking, something's falling apart, someone's hurting, evil is rampant. And God says, wait a minute, Larry, look inside. I've turned the light on. And you will see the power you'll need for the day. Use that power. But use it God's way. Be careful. For the time is truly close. Don't you see our children? The ones you love the most. Don't you see they're hurting? They're walking in fear. Because they don't know what's going to happen. You and I as Christians need to read the book. I know what's going to happen from the book. I also know who wins from the book. Yes, the light of God has never dimmed, for the light of God was placed in him. His son on the cross, as all heaven looked on until it was time for him to go home. Or what have we done? Have we done it again? Is it you and I that are taking Christ back to the cross? Are we not standing up? Are we still yelling, give us Barabbas? Are we still saying, oh, everything is okay? Because it's not. It can't be okay until you and I know that through Christ, I will never die. Please get that in your heart. You can laugh at death because it has no power. You can wink at the grave. You'll already be gone for hours. You see, I know the Word of God has let each of us understand we are saved through the Son of Man. It's Jesus. It hasn't changed. And his light, he switched on. It will never go out. Let it shine from your heart before our nation collapses, before we see more families broken because of the world. Folks, Jesus is in charge. You and I belong to him. Therefore, he says to you and me, pray for your enemies That sounds odd. But the fact remains, you're a child of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love, for the blessings and the joy of the salvation that you've given us. Father, we pray that as you touch our heart, you will give us courage. You will give us the boldness to stand strong and to stand true in the name of your Son. Oh, Father, I praise your name that you didn't stop at all. I thank you, Father, that through your love, each of us now can see the hope that we'll all be together. Never again will there be death around us. It's all from the same light, Father. Give us that strength now as we make commitments to you in Jesus' name. Amen.